Welcome back to King Williams Radio FM. And today, family, we're going to talk about some topics today that need to be discussed. We're going to talk about the Jay-Z NFL situation. We're going to talk about the killings that's going on in St. Louis with all our youth. We're going to talk about the Kevin Hart situation. And we also going to talk about cancer hitting big in our community. Let's get into this. First of all, we're going to talk about the Jay-Z situation. And with Jay-Z's situation right now with the NFL, it's all designed for the oppressor to get their way. You know, when you got a lot of kids that's crying when they're not getting their way, and they're pouting and they're crying and crying and they're spoiled, and you know, give them what they want, they just keep on nagging at you. And then they expect you to give in. That's how these demons are when it comes down to us. And they can't control us, so they have our own kind out there trying to control us and basically get their way. We're going to talk about Jay-Z being the Yes Master man for our community, and why it's important not to support Jay-Z anymore. See, Jay-Z has never been a community guy. He's always been about self. He's never been about the black community. He's never been about the injustice that's going on in our communities, that, you know, our people is getting gunned down in the streets, stolen, incarcerated for nothing, and getting out 20 or 30 years later. He's not out for that. And now Mr. Jay-Z is saying that these kids that is getting shot on the street come from bad homes, and he blames the parents for the cops shooting them down. And this should tell you right now, all the support that this man has been getting from our community for years, he don't love us. He definitely don't respect us, because he respect that almighty dollar more than he respect us. So I'm no longer a Jay-Z fan anymore, because of how he dealt with our community over money. When you got a brother like Colin Kaepernick that sacrificed his whole football career to do what was right in our community. And Jay-Z didn't do that. All Jay-Z did was sit back and try to figure out how he can make a couple hundred million dollars for being a yes man. So I suggest the community do not support him. And I want this message to get out, because if we all talk about it, something will get done. Because you know this, family, when we all stick together and we all talk about it, we bring these people down. We bring them right where they need to be. He do not deserve to be where he's at right now. And he is definitely not for us. So why should we support him? It's time to stop supporting all of those who are going against us, and start supporting those who support us. So Jay-Z situation, that's something that we all have to understand that it's never going to change. I hear a lot of people saying that, you know, he's going to use this for the uprising of the black community in these sports and football. And, you know, and then he also bought into a probation business, you know, and people are saying, let's wait and see, you know, what he's going to do. It's going to be totally different from the mindset that people are thinking on and all of this bullshit. It's not happening. Jay-Z don't give a damn about nobody but himself. Jay-Z seen a dollar when he invested his money into the probation system. Jay-Z seen an opportunity for himself in the football system. All of this comes down to yes man, a yes master deal. And we need to not participate in that type of play in our family, in our community. So no more Jay-Z for me. And I hope it's no more Jay-Z for you either, family, because this man is not for us. And we must understand that as long as there's people like that, these people, there will always be confusion, because there's a lot. This man has a lot of followers. He has a lot of people that buys his music, a lot of fans. So we have to understand that Jay-Z is using his fans and his popularity as a scapegoat for the almighty dollar. So, as for Jay-Z, you know, I don't want to hear none of his music no more. I don't want to hear nothing about the man. And I can't really call him a man. You know, I don't want to hear nothing else about Jay-Z, because Jay-Z has sold himself out, and he has definitely sold out the black community. And the children. You know, what have Jay-Z done for children but make a video and a song called It's a Hard Enough Life? You can make videos and songs like that, but you cannot stand up for those kids that's getting shot on the street for no reason, with no gun. The only thing you can say is they come from bad homes and it's bad parenting and bad homes and, you know, and all of this bullshit, which is not true. But you have these children, these same children that's getting gunned down on the street. It was in your video. Hard Knock Life. Those were black kids. These kids that's getting shot up on the street right now are black kids. And I've been also checking out, doing some research on the murders up in St. Louis with all our youngsters, our youth over there. These kids was 8, 12 years old out here getting shot up. And nobody's getting busted for doing this. Who's out there shooting? Is the same thing going on out there that's going on in Chicago, where I'm at? Because you got white people out here with black masks on that's blasting people, and people are thinking the gang members did it. Is that what's going on in our youth in St. Louis? I only see a couple of people in the community and a couple of commentaries on this and subjects on this matter. In the St. Louis situation that's going on in our community with our young youth touched me. And now they're trying to sweep it under the rug, because they don't want more of this to come out. They want to hide it now. This should be national news every day. When 8-year-old kids and 12-year-old kids is shooting each other up and it's getting shot, and nobody is talking about it. we have no unity. If we had unity, we can really do some great things. I'm not gonna say go to war and just start doing all this stupid shit. It's a spiritual war going on right now. And we gotta understand this spiritual warfare that we are on right now. We gotta have unity to rise to the top. If we do not have any unity, you know, we will be fighting each other. We will be killing each other. And the hate and the jealousy and envy will continue. With no unity. With unity, we rise to the top. It's common sense, it's facts. And we all gotta think together. We all gotta understand. It's either you're with us or you're not. Could that be the whole ordeal on black crime? Because you have some people that's righteous and some people that's negative. And they're fighting against each other. Maybe white America needs to teach their children about that. Maybe they need to teach their children about right and wrong in bad neighborhoods. Because where I'm from, there is good that's fighting. That's just because people are in the gang don't mean that they bad. Because somebody shot somebody's cousin for no reason. And they're retaliating to get the people who did that. Is that bad? You know, some people take justice in their own hands, in their destiny in their own hands. Some people don't. So with unity, we must understand that we gotta get it together. We gotta stop doing these things. We gotta stop robbing each other. We gotta stop hating on each other. Because those two things are the majors in the situation. And we gotta think. Like we got some damn sense. We gotta start practicing what we preach. Because a lot of people are not practicing what they're preaching. A lot of people are not understanding what they're teaching. Cause some of us out there that are talking, that are reaching the community, they are teaching the wrong pretense on life. And they're teaching some of us to go the wrong direction. And we as a strong community and a conscious community must call these people out. That's like calling them up to a fight with words. Hey, you doing wrong? This is motherfucker right here ain't right. That's what we need to start doing more often. Calling out those who are guiding the community, the conscious community, in the wrong direction. So, had to bring that up. Had to let y'all know how I felt about all of this that's going on right now, today, in this world. In our world, family. We're going to get into the Kevin Hart situation. Kevin Hart. You know, it's sad to hear about anybody getting an accident. But as I read into more of Kevin Hart's story and his situation, I realized that Kevin Hart got out that car. And when he got in that accident, there was two other people in that car pinned down. And Kevin Hart got out that car and went home with so-called back injuries. What really was going on in a situation like that for you to get out that damn car and go home? See, I'm from the hood. And, you know, I'm not from, you know, rich neighborhoods and all of this stuff. I'm from the hood. And where I'm from, if a motherfucker get out the car in an accident, he either had dope or a gun on him. And I'm sure if he had a gun on him, it was legal. Okay? Because this is Kevin Hart here. But if he had dope on him, that's illegal. Was they snorting cocaine? I'm gonna call it like it is. I'm not from LA. I'm not from Ohio. I'm from Chicago. Was it cocaine? Kevin Hart, did he jump out of that vehicle and left two of his people up in that car, pinned in that car, and went home and then called 911 2 hours later? Some don't smell right in this situation with Kevin Hart. He's got his trainer and he's got somebody else in the car, but you get out the car and go home and leave those two in the car. This is a nigga I don't want to be riding in a car with ever again. I don't even want to be your friend, motherfucker. Because I could have died in that car and you would have been home, you know what I'm saying, calling the calling the fucking 911 2 hours later. I'm suing your ass. Because first of all, you put my life in line, you know what I mean? From you the one that had the dope. Because I know it was a dope thing. I'm not having this, family. I'm not taking it. That's the reason why I haven't did a commentary on the Kevin Hart situation. I'm not taking it. I'm not flying. That shit is not flying with me. Kevin Hart had some dope on him and went and got out that car and left everybody in that car and went home with dope on him. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say about this, because some ain't adding up here from what I'm reading on and what I'm finding out. It's not adding up. Will he be? What, the truth is going to come out sooner or later, because you know when he went to that hospital, you know they do a blood test. The truth is going to come out, and when the truth comes out, or maybe they're going to say now you can join the LGBT community now, and we'll sweep everything on the rug. We won't bring up the cocaine in that accident. So you know right now you never know what's really going on in this motherfucking situation. Because that's how them motherfuckers work. That's how they work. Now they got something on you, they're gonna bring it out to put a damper on your name, and your whole career is done. That's how they operate, family. So we'll hear about something real soon, and you heard it from me first. You're going to hear about something about the Kevin Hart situation, because if he turns the LGBT community down, and y'all know what that means, come join us. Come and be gay. Let us get more shit on you, so we'll have your ass and your money tied up, where if you one slip, motherfucker, you will be in jail or dead. Period. And we're going to talk about that in my YouTube. I want y'all to go check out my YouTube later on. I'm going to do a commentary on that Kevin Hart situation, because that's something that needs to be talked about and discussed. And we're going to talk about cancer. About cancer, you know, there was two people, huge stars that died of cancer. Football players. The same day. And it's like, what's going on? See, this is all telling you something right here, family. Open your eyes and start looking and start understanding what's happening every fucking day, every second, every minute. Somebody is dying out there of cancer. And it doesn't matter what color he is, because it's all everybody down to that shit. You know, and we need to really start talking about this. Where's the cancer coming from? Who's behind it? We all know. But we gotta understand that we have to be very, very careful on everything that we encounter now. Because right now, and I want y'all to start reading things on y'all when you buy something from the store. I want you to start reading up things and looking it up in a dictionary and see what these long words are that you can't even explain, and see what they are before you purchase them. Make sure that you go, when you're out shopping, look at the ingredients of everything that you are buying. This is the best way that I can tell you and help you. And if you see things in there, the names that you can't pronounce, look it up in a dictionary. Look it up online. Google it. It'll tell you about it. And most of the time, 95%, you'll find out that that long word that you can't pronounce causes cancer. The game is fair, family. It's right in your face. It's up to you to do the research. That's why I'm here to let you know that it's up to you to do the research yourself. I'm just giving you the tools that you need to start understanding what's going on so you can have a better understanding. And you can start knowing, you can know what to do. Because a lot of us don't know what to do. A lot of you all out there do not know what to do. You don't know what to look for. You don't understand. I do. So start reading up the ingredients. Start checking on the ingredients on everything that you encounter that you're going to buy. And if these words that you can't pronounce causes cancer, don't buy it. Don't buy it. If you are buying something that causes cancer, you know what you're getting into before you buy it. Water. They got it in the water system. If you're in the cities and you're using that faucet water to wash your body, you are washing your body with cancer chemicals. Because the chemicals they're using to clean the water, so-called clean the water, and they're even being honest with you and telling you that water ain't even clean that you're washing your body with. So you are washing your body in dirty water and water that's full of chemicals that causes cancer. Wells is the best way to go. Having your own water system is the best way to go. I know a lot of you all are saying, I can't afford to have my own water system. I can't afford to do this. I can't afford. You can afford to go live out in a place that have a well. You know, most of them are in the country or some area outside of the city that you can go find. Moving plays a big part in this. You'll have to move if you know you're in a situation that is endangering your life and your family's life. So make sure that you are paying attention to what's in the ingredients of everything that you encounter. Because when you put this in your body, this is what you're putting in your body. They're putting chemicals on the vegetables and the fruit. In the stores, in your markets, to keep it fresh longer, so-called. And the skin on that produce is so thick that it ain't even natural no more. Because I've noticed when I grow my own food. And when I grow my food, I have the layer of the skin is thinner. Because the fruits and vegetables is not protecting itself and growing more skin to protect itself from all the chemicals. And there's no chemicals on my stuff. So the fruit and vegetable don't have to protect itself as much. Don't have to protect itself at all because it's all natural. Just water and soil. That's all you need. to grow your food. All this grow stuff and all of that is not the way to go. Because if you read up on that grow stuff, you'll see there's long names in there that you can't even, words in there that you can't even, you can't even pronounce. And you never heard of it before. So watch what you're doing out there, family. Watch what you're putting in your body, because that's very important for you and your family. And I want to see everybody healthy, and I want to see everybody making the right choices out there. It's been 25 minutes so far, and I had to bring y'all a great topic today on some pointers that you guys all need to know, and about some great commentary about Kevin Hart's situation, about the children that's getting killed out there, the St. Louis murders, and the Jay-Z situation. It's time to get it together, family. And I want to say thank you all for tuning in to King Williams Radio FM. It's been a blessing. And catch me on the YouTube. I'm going to be bringing out a Kevin Hart commentary on my YouTube. So make sure you go to the YouTube and check it out at the News Knowledge and Life, at News Knowledge and Life channel. You will find your man King Williams there. That's my channel there. Make sure you subscribe to that channel and donate to this page. Donate. Support this page. I want to keep these podcasts going. It's for us. It's a learning. It's knowledge. It's love. It's all of that. So keep coming back. Favor this page. So when I come out with a new podcast, you'll be the first one to get it. Because every message counts. And I want to say thank you all for tuning in. It's been great coming back. And I love coming back, keeping my people in tune with life, news, and what's going on out here. Things we can do to better ourselves and our family and community. I want to say thank you all for showing up. One love. I want to say peace to the ancestors. Peace to y'all, family. Y'all keep your head up out there. Don't let nobody bring you down. One love, your man King Williams is out. Peace.